Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me today by telephone, we have Randy Farrell. He's the Chief Executive Officer at the Mankato Clinic. Hi, Randy.
Hi.
And also the Chief Medical Officer at the Mankato Clinic, Dr. Julie Gernt. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So today, I thought it would be fun to talk a little bit about healthcare delivery in rural Minnesota. Are there unique challenges to healthcare delivery in rural parts of the state?
The Mankato Clinic has obviously some of our main clinics right here in Mankato, but we do also have clinics in smaller communities in the area. And some of the challenges that we've found in staffing clinics in some of the smaller communities is just really finding providers that want that type of a setting. So the recruitment, the retention of physicians and other medical providers to rural areas can be difficult.
Yeah, that really is a challenge. You know, the terrific quality of life that we all enjoy in rural America is unfortunately a pretty well-kept secret, and sometimes it's difficult to attract people who are not familiar with our lifestyle to investigate and check out what we have to offer.
I would say one of the other challenges to a provider that chooses to practice in a smaller community is often you have to be comfortable being a little bit of a jack of all trades in that the volumes aren't there to allow for specialization as you find in bigger markets. So often if you're working in a smaller community setting, you're in the clinic, you're also covering the hospital, you may be covering the emergency department. In some situations, you might be delivering babies, seeing kids, whereas in a larger market, you know, those things, the volumes are there to support specialization. So I think it's challenging to find sometimes providers that want that kind of a practice.
Do you find that in terms of those educated folks that are fresh out of medical school, are they primarily looking for specialization, or are there a fair amount of general practitioners?
The physicians that are traveling to practice in rural areas are usually family medicine physicians. So they've completed residency training of at least 3 years in family medicine. They're trained to be what we used to call in the old days the general family physicians. But our patients in rural America also need specialty services, and so those physicians that work in rural settings also need to be adept at creating relationships with their specialty partners at a distance. It's tougher for those rural physicians to develop those relationships because they don't have the face-to-face contact that their peers living in metropolitan areas might have.
Well, Julie and Randy, I really want to thank you for spending some time with us today on Rural Minnesota Radio.
All right. Thank you.
Randy Farrell, he's the Chief Executive Officer at the Mankato Clinic, and Chief Medical Officer Julie Gernt has also been our guest today on Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.